Ambassador. Ari, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Well, let's talk about what was an amazingly long day yesterday. Dynamo come off a 2-2 draw in Minnesota. Great comeback effort in that one. But just take us through the day, because you fly out to Minnesota. You don't get home until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, with all the, you know, the COVID and all the protocols that we have to do now, and with such little games, or with a lot of games in such little time, it's really difficult, you know, for all the teams. And we have to travel the same day as we play, which is not very common at all. You know, it's early morning, you know, two and a half hour flight, almost 3 hours to Minnesota. We don't get too much downtime once we get there, and it's kind of go, go, go from the time we wake up until the time we get back. And like you said, we got back around 2:30 in the morning, and then training again. So it's a different process. It's a difficult process. It's something that we have to, you know, that we've, I wouldn't say gotten used to, but it's the situation that we're in today. So.
Is it strange with the limited fans and all? Do you feel a sense of isolation, even though you're playing these games and you know they're on television?
Yeah, it's definitely very different. I don't mind not having fans or having fans. Obviously, having fans is so much better, and it brings a different aspect to the game. And you know, that's the part that everyone loves is that atmosphere. But at the end of the day, you know, when I'm on the pitch, it's almost like, you know, fans and whoever's outside of the field doesn't really exist, just because, you know, I'm just focused in what I have to do. But at the end of the day, it definitely would be really nice to have those fans in the stands.
So I've heard a lot of commentators, and we're talking to Ari Lasseter and pundits and people in the game and even the players. Do you have to dig deeper for motivation without fans there or and the home fan? You know, because I was in two places in the beginning. I was like, look, these are pros. They go out. They're doing their business. But then the more and more I heard people talking about, well, you know, maybe there's lack of motivation because there are no fans there. Do you buy that? How do you feel about that?
That's a difficult question to answer, because I think everybody's different, and that'll change and vary person to person or player to player. In my point of view, at the end of the day, you know, I just want to win. I want to win every single game. So for me, that, you know, that doesn't really matter. I think they definitely help in certain situations where, you know, you may need a late goal or you're holding on to a lead, and the fans can definitely help and motivate you and push you to, you know, to finish off those last 10, 15 minutes of the game or what have you. But at the end of the day, for me personally, it doesn't play a huge factor.
Talking to Ari Lasseter of the Houston Dynamo, Alajuelense, one of the big clubs in South America, in Central America and Costa Rica, in the first division where you played. Tell me about playing there, what it was like playing there and scoring goals in the first division, and what it was like playing in Costa Rica. This is the country that you were born in.
Right, right. I mean, I was born there, and it's definitely a different, it's a different beast. You know, the fans and the people are extremely demanding of not only the club but the individual players. You know, I was in a top club there, and it was pressure every single game to win and perform well. But the fans were great. The teams were really good. Different style of players, maybe not as athletic as the players you may find here in the MLS, but all the players in Costa Rica were extremely technical. It was a pretty tactical game as well, and kind of end to end. But I think I gained a lot of my experience. You know, I think you gain a lot by playing, and, you know, I needed that at that point in time in my career. And so now it's time to, you know, use what I've learned and try to continue to get better and hopefully continue to be with the Costa Rica national team as well.
So talk to me about that healthy pressure you got down there, because I think we all need it, and no matter what job we're in, we need a level of healthy pressure. How strong was it down there? And were there some games where maybe you didn't perform and you really heard it from the fans in a big way?
Oh, yeah. You know, if you didn't perform well, you would hear it, immediately. You know, even our own fans and stands may say things, and you know, to a player or even to myself. But you know, I definitely think it's part of the passion that the people in Costa Rica have for the game, and especially when it's a big club, they demand the best out of each individual person, whether it's the coaching staff or players. Sometimes it wasn't healthy motivation, but it definitely makes you want to bring your A game every single night, and I think that goes a long way.
Talking to Ari Lassiter about playing in Costa Rica, played for Alajuelense, and if I take you a little deeper into that, take us through a moment and maybe paint a picture of a great moment that you remember scoring a goal in Costa Rica in the first division, and just maybe take us through it. Maybe it's against a rival, maybe it's on the road. Just take us through a moment there, and maybe you can pull us into what it's like playing in the Costa Rican first division.
Yeah, I think one of the big moments for me was playing against Saprissa, which is another big club in Costa Rica and Central America, our rival. It was an away game, and we ended up winning the game 5-2. I ended up scoring two goals back-to-back, and that kind of led us to win the game. And, you know, those rivalry games are always intense, and it was pre-COVID, so the fans, you know, they were always against us, of course, when we went over there, and it was really I would say the atmosphere playing games like that over there is almost like, you know, what you see in Europe. Sometimes, you know, you could feel the stadium shake and move and the fans chanting throughout the entire game, and all the fans, not just, you know, their supporter section, but the entire stadium chanting. And so it's really cool. And it was really nice to do it on their field and to kind of quiet the crowd. And so that part was fun, and I think that was definitely a big moment in my career and a big moment for me playing in Costa Rica.
So your dad, we all know your dad. Of course, I've commentated on a lot of his games over his career. Your father, Roy Lassiter, was a tremendous goal scorer, exciting, dynamic player. You have a lot of the same qualities as your father. How much does dad talk to you? And how much did dad help you with playing in Costa Rica? Because your father also obviously had a stint in Costa Rica.
Yeah, I mean, he was always telling me that, you know, he truly learned about the game when he went to Costa Rica. And, you know, looking at it now, I would have to agree, because I think all of my development that I've had in the short amount of time that I was in Costa Rica has, you know, pushed me a really long way. And, you know, my father and I, we always talk about the game. We always talk about, you know, where I can get better, how I can get better, you know, what I can do more of. So there's really not a point in time in the day when him and I don't interact about soccer in general.
Does that make for a great relationship with you and your father, that you have such a deep connection with the game, that you both played at the pro level, that, you know, your dad can say, look, I was in that situation once. Here's what I did.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, that's exactly what it is. And honestly, it's been a true blessing for me to have somebody that's off the field that has been at such a high level, that watches my games and, you know, understands, you know, the style of play, my style of play, and can correct me, you know. And it's always a tough criticism as well. You know, he never sugarcoats anything, and he just tells me honestly, hey, you know, you need to do this, this, and this better, or you can continue to do this, this, and this. And so, and I always listen with open ears, because I know everything that he's telling me is true, and he just wants me to continue to get better and better and help the team and to win games. And so honestly, it's been a true blessing, and him and I have a fantastic relationship.
Talking to Houston Dynamo's Ari Lassiter about playing in Costa Rica. By the way, I've been in that Saprissa game and called a game in that press box, and every time they scored, this press box started moving, and I thought I was going to be a part of a Central American stadium disaster. And I was like, please, don't score again. The Purple Monster was banging in goals the night I was there. So it was a great memory, too. But the intensity is amazing, and the wave of fans that came down the street before the game, So for you to go in there and score two goals in a 5-2 victory, that's something else. All right, so let's take you into the Dynamo now. You've played in a variety of roles. You played on the left to bring the team with. You played as a center forward. And you're playing a lot on the right as kind of an inverted winger. I'm assuming being left-footed, that's a tough role in a differing role.
Yeah, you know, to an extent, it is different. I honestly prefer being there because, you know, I like to be able to make my runs inside and try to get in behind as well. It's always challenging going down the line and crossing with, you know, with your quote-unquote weaker foot. But it definitely gives me a chance to be a little bit more dynamic in a 1v1 where I can go inside or outside. And like you said, playing as a striker as well. I think the guys in the midfield have good vision, and when the team is really clicking on all cylinders, it's easy to find those gaps in behind and into space. If not for me to receive the ball, then it's to open up space for other players coming into the game.
So that whole, the inverted winger thing, I mean, the idea is if you cut in on your left, you're putting people in positions where they got to make decisions on how to deal with you. If they go with you inside, you're creating space for your outside back, right?
Right, exactly.
So your relationship with either Jose Bizama or Zarek Valentin, that's a big one, right?
Yeah, it's a critical battle. You know, it's you know, the outside back and myself versus the other outside back and the other winger. So it's kind of a 2v2 battle on that wing.
Yeah, how mental is it? How much of that is a mental game? Because, you know, I watch you. You have to do a tremendous amount of running. You're going box to box. You're back defending. Then you got to get in the attack and support people and join in and be an option. This is a tremendous amount of running.
Right. It's definitely a lot, especially in a league like this where sometimes it can be back and forth and the spaces are open and you have to try to take advantage of that. But at the same time, it is a bit of a chess match in when, you know, when to run into the spaces, when to pop into the gaps, you know, when to, you know, beat your player, you know, try to go 1v1 or, you know, you try to wall pass the next time around them or you play a simple one touch pass. So it just depends on the moment of the game, but it's definitely all a mental game. Majority of the game is played with your mind and not so much your feet.
Ari Lasseter joining us. Now, I remember watching a lot of the video of you on the Galaxy and then Galaxy 2. Excuse me. And you scored a lot of goals from a central area, I noticed. And I remember that little run you made against Minnesota, that little curled off run to pull off the center back. And it was just absolutely beautiful. And Albert Delis found you. Talk to me about what it was like out in Los Angeles because they had all those high-profile strikers. It probably was hard for you to get minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it was. I don't mind playing on the wing. I like playing on the wing, and I think it suits my qualities. But I also like playing, you know, that nine or playing alongside somebody, especially a player like, you know, Mauro. That's you know, a quality player all around. You know, he can do so much. But playing up top and, you know, playing at the Galaxy was really difficult because, you know, when I came in, Robbie Keane was still there. Then you had Giassi Zardes and then you had Ibrahimovic. So it was almost extremely difficult to break into that nine role at the Galaxy. I definitely learned a lot through the players that came in and left. So I definitely think that was kind of a learning point for me. And then going to Costa Rica was putting it into practice and now coming back to the MLS, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, put all the pieces, together.
Ari, listen, I want to thank you very much for coming on. I want to wish you continued success with the Dynamo. Enjoy watching you play the game and keep it up and, best of luck against Columbus this coming Saturday. And thank you very much for taking the time out. It was very interesting to hear about where your career has been, where it's going, and it continues to trend upwards. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Appreciate that a lot.